September 11th, 1981, on Friday.
In other words, Eve will have to demand himself for 3 days in preparing for the Sude before the wedding, so will not be so readily disposed and so hastily disposed to come to Bezdin, unless he is convinced 100%. And that's the second question. The first question is, because if he will not prepare the 3 days for the Sude, so the Shivas Yimei will be diminution in the Simcha of the Shivas Yimei. So we said that according to Ramban, the first portion of Rabbi Yisit was also cognizant of the Takone of Shor, but according to the Habamun of Rabbi Yisit, so the Takone of Shor is based only because of Teva Seish. So if it is based completely on Teva Seish, so the Mele, she can say Yepshim Dakon is Chachom. So we should say we Yepshim Dakon is Chachom. So the Mele, the Havamine, the Rambam says that according to the Havamine of Rabbi Yisit, a woman, one could get married on Sunday, but he's not mechuyev to get married. Even though the 12-month period has expired on Sunday, he's not mechuyev. Why? Because if he does marry her on Sunday, so then there will not be any preparation of 3 days. So it will be a reduced simcha. So there will be a diminution in the simcha of the Shivas Yimei. So Mele, Rabbi Yisef said, even though he's allowed, and why did Rabbi Yisef assume, even though he was cognizant of the Takone of Shavuot, but he still is allowed to get married on Sunday, he should be also allowed to get married on Sunday, it will not involve the Tirche of Gimel Yomim for the Sudeh. The answer is, since she is willing to get married, and the whole Takone, according to the Havamin of Rabbi Yisef, was with the Goso, so she can say, Yerushim Takone Schachomim, Yerushim Takone Schachomim. So Mele allowed he is. Still Rabbi Yisef said, even though he's allowed, but if he fails to marry her on Sunday, he doesn't become a Chuyim of his aims. Because there is an element of aims. Why is there an element of aims? Because if he postpones the wedding till Wednesday, so then he'll have it more elaborate today. So he'll have the mitzvah kiyumis. Mashiachin, if he marries her on Sunday, he will not have no elaborate today. So he will not have that mitzvah kiyumis of extra simcha. So Mimele is considered an oath. So then Rabbi Yisef himself was eichet. He said, if he's allowed, so Mimele shouldn't be considered an oath. But Rabbi Yisef said, no, he's not even allowed. Why isn't he allowed? Because of Takon of Shavdu. But in the Havamine, Rabbi Yisef also knew of Takon of Shavdu. The answer is, in the Havamine, Rabbi Yisef only knew of the second Moshin Talmid Rabbi Yehuda. So mainly in case she is willing to get married, there is no Isa. Mashenkin Maskone, Rabbi Yisef realized the other time for the first Moshin of Talmid Rabbi Yehuda, because of Simcha. It will be a risk. So maybe he's also. So he's an oath. Now, yes.
How does this fit into the lesson of Tali Tanab in the law of Parish Tama?
Oh, so the Ramban explains it. In other words, he says, Lab Dafke. תנוסי דרך בשבס, ומי חבר, יגדל את רוב נשוי יסר, מאחר בשבס, שהגיעו זמן מאחר בשבס, אינו מייל מזנס, ובידל את מייל מזנס, לא חתול, לא חתול עם ימדל, ובאמס, אם רוצו כן יזבח בשבס, זה קוראים דהר עמי. Wie kashlon, mein Teil in den Mauern gesehen, während des Schabes, kiegen mit dicken Daunen, tragen mich mit Ruhe, die Scheier hat während des Schabes. Wie hot Oma, tome Tanja, lau die Memre, die Maslissen mit vor Steine. Elo kashe, hey, ich tome Tanja, die Maslissen, die tome Tanja, wie doch was schein die Tan, die ihm in Ohren schon genossen während des Schabes. Wir wollen Tauern gesehen es, aber pische Tan, ich versinge im Rastik. Lech und Schabes, mir kommen auch in Tanja, Kotone, wenn ich hatte Tele, wie Mischne, schein, wo Tan, Klo, wie Tanja, du in die Vorsteine, wie Tanja, du in die Vorsteine, lau dachte, wo ich Kotone, wo ich die Nosse, wo ich ja Tan, elo Mischne, Kotone, schein, schein, wie es So he says, we tanya do in the forest time, ladavke. Ladavke, because it doesn't mean tanya do in the forest time. The Russian tanya in the forest time would be accurate if the Mishneh in Avapi would say that if the 12-month period expired on Sunday, so then, and he fails to marry on Sunday, so then he does not become a chuyev mizeis. But the Mishneh doesn't say in Avapi. The old Mishnah says, is it Yazman, the Loy Niso, Eichle is Mishalei. The Mishnah doesn't say that if the 12-month period expires on Sunday and he fails to marry her, so then he's not Mechuyev in his anus. The Mishnah doesn't say it. So he says, Tanya for a Stein needs love that cake. But what Rabbi Yisrael is asking, how can Shmuel explain this Mishnah of Psua Nisevim Ovi, in which the Tam for this is substantially spelled out. After all, Shimoyo Tam is Psua, so that explains as to why a woman, a Psua, cannot get married on Monday, on Tuesday, on Thursday, on Friday. But there is only one point, one day, as to why on that day she cannot get married, that is not spelled out. But most of the days that are not suitable for marriage of the psula, so he spelled out. But just the Sunday, the reason as to why on Sunday you cannot get married is not spelled out. But substantially, it is explicit, this Mishnah. So Shmuel, according to the first version of Rav Yisrael, tried to explain the Mishnah that which spells out most of the it spells out as why Yisrael cannot get married on most of the days of the week, but just one day is not spelled out why she cannot get married. So Shmuel tries to explain it on the basis of a Mishneh that doesn't spell out anything. So Tanya in Forest Time is loved up to what means Tanya in Forest Time means doesn't spell out anything. That's what it means. Then the Rambam says, no, he says when machber, and he says but the Mishneh preise nayach litve. So in other words, so then the second motion he says that the Mishneh is really the Mishneh Avopi is really implies that if the 12-month period expires on Sunday and he fails to marry her, so then he's not mechuyev mizeis. Why? Because the Lashon HaMishneh is as follows. Nesni yevres chedesh yipsuo. Yigi azman. Veloi noso. Eich vez mishalei. So the question is, why does the Mishneh say? The Mishneh already mentioned that there is a 12-month period. So the Mishneh should say, la'achar azman hazeh. La'achar yevres chedesh. Why does the Mishneh say, Yigi azman? The Mishneh should have used the Lashon. La'achar azman. First it says, Nesni yipsuo. So then the Mishneh should follow it up by saying, La'achar asman hazeh, La'achar yibes chedesh, by psulo, La'achar lamedeh by almono. So, v'loi nizeh, Eichon Mishalem. Why does he say, Higia hazman hazeh, with the hey idea, hazman hazeh? So in other words, so the reason is why the Mishneh spells out, Higia hazman hazeh, is to let us know that the specific Zman, in other words, the Sunday, the Sunday, because he saw, because, so he says, Higia Hasmanas Nansar. So to spell out Higia Hasmanas in the Wednesday, La Fuke Sunday. That's why he uses the idea, Higia Hasmanas, a specific man. Which man? Which man? It doesn't have reference to 2 days, to Wednesday or to Sunday. Because if the Mishnah had reference in FLP to one of 2 days, Wednesday or Sunday, because Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday is not child because of time is short. So it's not a day that is suited for marriage. But there are 2 days that superficially appear to be suitable for marriage. Wednesday, because he'll be able to present an Israel in Thursday morning, and Sunday, he'll be able to present an Israel in Monday morning. So the Mishnah should say, Lachar Hazman, Lachar Hazman. What does he say? He be a Hazman, and it refers to what is a specific day, not to one of 2 days. Which specific day? Wednesday. In other words, he be a Hazman, that day that is Miyuchet, For Nisuin, and which you are required to marry the Psula, if the 12-month period has already expired. The implication being that he has man, that specific day, the Wednesday day, but the Sunday day, not. All right, so then, according to that teaching, we do not have to say, Tanya Goloyi Forestine, love that. So then we can say, Tanya Goloyi Forestine, is that. All right, now, I want to go over the Ram that I mentioned last time. The Ram, there at the beginning. The third big line in the Ram, Umak Shor, Ki Heiche Viton Etane Hai Taim, Limute Shoyomim, Leis Netaim Edi Shogdu Limute Echad Mishabe, Diese die Gmore, wir lesen den Namen Taime, die Almone, die im Hei, Mishum Shom. So that's really, that Kashe is really raised by the Chidusha Rajbo. I mean, you see, the regular Chidusha Rajbo, Alashas, so the Rajbo that is mentioned here in the regular Chidusha Rajbo is not the Rajbo Amsubes, it's the Ramban Amsubes. Just as the Ritvo Amsubes is, that is, the Ritvo Amsubes, so it is contained in the regular Chidushi Arashban Shas. So, in other words, the Chidushi Arashban Psubes, in this Chidushi Arashban Shas, is not the Rajbo, is the Ramban. But there is a Rajban Psubes too. Now, this is the Rajban Psubes. Here, it's not the Rajbo, here is the Ramban. All right, so the Rajbo is the Kash. The Rajbo is the Kash. How do we before Steiner? Why doesn't the Mishnah say, mention the Tam for Almono? Because after all, the Mishnah mentions the Tam, why Absula is listed in that Tam is true. But Almono is listed in Machamishi. So one Tam is Brochi, and another Tam is Shom. For two reasons. And Almono is listed in Machamishi. One is, in order that he should be able to be Matriach in the Suda in the preparations for 3 days, without an interruption, and another time is because of brocha, so brocha the other. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention the timing for almono b'nemachamishi? So he says mishu hodu first time that I'm going to almono mishu takonas shogdu eino takonas kvuo the beinish durechayish in amo the bottle. The like in Mishum Shogdu, Nazi is Almono, calls Manshin Yotze. Behind a time name, who in the forest must miss the time of the Broch. The Imrishan misses them. Mishum Yitriachway, the like in Mishum Shogdu, is Nazi the Achot Nisri Gmor. So, he has that Kashe, that's really the same Kashe that the Rajbo raises. So, he says, Umachor, Keheche, we saw the time, the high time, we would show Yomi, raise the name of time, the Shogdu, we would have the Shabbos. Kidise big more. We waste the time of time that one of him, hey, we should show you in Amish and Moche. Kidise big more. Tilts about it. There's the Rajbo's terrace. משום דהנה תיימה ויקבי, והיך דיטריח לי, ניסי בכל משאבס, ויודע בוטת, ולהיך בסוי בברוכה, ניסי יסעלמונו, בכל היומי. In other words, where he was matriach, and he made all the preparations. And let's say, if he has a place like a frigidaire to preserve it, and indeed there is no frigidaire, but if he has, let's say, a cellar where he can preserve all the food, it will not become mitzvah. So then the time of Shabbat is not chayah. So he could get married on Sunday. And as far as brochi is concerned, so if he's not chayish for brochi, so then it's mutter, and it's not more. We should more chayish for brochi. That's the Rashbos Teretz. We will be here. The Ram doesn't like it. The Bish, like me, will have a tonne, and then Shabbat comes in, and we should be a tonne. I will keep the dinner tonne. After God will be here, it's not a time that is always applicable. Sometimes that time is not applicable. Let's say, if for some reason he was able to prepare and to preserve it in such a way that the food will not become nipsad. So then it is mutter. Aber am meinen Tonne betane, und ich auch nie alle in die Tanne, nicht einmal im Stumme oder Hanne Tanne. Keiche nur Reisel in die Zulzule mit der Kante. Du mir die Meida können für die Gimmel, die in Dorin, Tanne nicht einmal im Stumme. Keine ich schon in Arnuk, aber es reich bin Dorin. Wer hat da auch schon die Vierke? Für eine Tanne, die mir falsam ist, Milze, Habe, Tube, die Nasswerke, die Schabes, mich mit Kriach, in Name, wo ich hab die, alles, אור יש בא רוסה ביסודה ואין מוכה כבר, ומאן דה חוזר ליודה, ומדי משמוכה הוא. אלו דה אומה, בישאבס, ורבי לין ניסונים, ביחוד בישאבס, אלו דה יחוד בישאבס, ורבי לין ניסונים כאדורנים, ולוי ליפלי בין יחוד בישאבס ולוי בישאבס כבר. ומקור את הקונטה דרבונו לגמרי, ומי יקרה את הקונטה דרבונו לגמרי, וכי נעמה, ככל זה, לא גמבוטו וליכלו לברוכה, לא עושה פעמוני בכל ימי, אלוי סברי, ומשם הוכה הוא אלו, דרבונו לתיקן בעמון למידה, ומי יקרה דקמת לגמרי, ומשם הוכה תונה תנה בהד ידימה, ומיסטם לתמי. So he says, many cases, many situations, that הנוי, רבינה הקודש, deliberately, concealed a certain time, because there might be a mitzvah. Why? Because if Rabbi HaKadosh had mentioned the time of Shavuot and time of Tzuri, so then everybody would know that in certain situations, it's mutter to get married on Sunday. It's Monday. Now, true that in certain situations, it's mutter to get married on Sunday. One situation is he was matriach himself, he made all the preparations, and he did it in such a way that it will not become spoiled. He put it in a place where it can be preserved, and he made all the preparations. Another situation where it would be mutter to get married on Sunday is if the orius and the avuse are not makpid. The orius and the avuse are not makpid. So then it's mutter. So we see from this, that suppose the Arusa herself says, I'm not makpid for an elaborate suit. I don't care whether you have an elaborate suit or not. You don't have to make any preparations as far as I'm concerned. So then he's not allowed to marry her on Sunday. Only if the Arus and the Arusa are both not makpid. Now the question that arises is this. After all, there is a halacha that a husband is given 12 months period to make the nisuin. So, but if upon the expiration of the 12 months he is not allowed to get married, so then he doesn't become a chuyev in his eyes. But the Ran spells it out that even if the Arusa says she is not makpid, still, if the 12 month period expires on a Sunday, so, and he fails to marry her, because of Shabbat. So then he's not mechuyev mizeines, but since in the case where the Orus himself says that he's not makpid, so then he's allowed to marry on Sunday. So every time the Arusa says, I want to get married today, And someday is already the expiration of the 12-month period. So why shouldn't he be forced to marry on Sunday? Why should he be able to say, I am Makpid? After all, he could have married her before the expiration of the 12-month period. Who told him to wait 12 months? So Bishleime, if he will not be allowed to marry her, even if he is willing to marry her, so then he's an ox. Because when the 12-month period expires, he's not allowed to marry. Let's say the 12-month period expires on Monday, on Tuesday. So then Al-Pidin is not allowed to marry her. So Mele, he cannot become a Chuyev Mizenes just because he failed to marry her. He's not allowed to marry her. So he's an onus. But in the case where the 12-month period expires on Sunday, so the Ran implies that only if she and he both say, we are not Makpid, then he can marry her. But if she says she's not Makpid, but the O says he is Makpid, and because of that he doesn't marry on Sunday, he doesn't become a Chuyev Mizenes. But since he's Biyodeh to be Meichel, and she is Meichel, so the Mele, how can he be considered an Onus? How can he be considered an Onus? So obviously, when the Ram says, in Amadui Kabde Osva Huso, Bisude, doesn't mean that if the O da Huso and the Os are both Meichel. Because if the Halacha had been that where the Os and the Huso are both Makpit and Simche and the Sude, so then he's not Mechuyev to provide Isude, to make Isude, and to have any Simche. So then, every time the Ahuse is Meichel, so he should be Mechuyev to marry her if the 12-month period expired on a Sunday, even though he refuses to be Meichel. So let him be Meichel. So, and the Ram doesn't use the expression Iname, the Machle Os Vahuso, but the Likabde Os Vahuso. There is a difference between being Meichel and not being Makpid. Being Meichel means, yeah, Meichel. Sometimes I am Makpid, but I am Meichel anyway. I am Makpid, I'm very disturbed by the fact that the Hasanet wedding will not have an elaborate Sudeh. I'm very disturbed, I'm tormented by the Chosn might be tormented by the fact that he cannot have an elaborate Sudeh and invite as many guests and enjoy the compliments by the many guests. He's very disturbed, but he's Meichel anyway. He's Meichel. So the Ram doesn't say Iname de machle or so, but Likabde also. Likabde means that he doesn't disturb him in any way. He's not sensitive to the fact. The Aruso is not sensitive to the fact that there will be a media meal, and those is not sensitive. He doesn't care. He doesn't disturb his simche. In such a case, he's allowed to marry her on a Sunday, even though it will not involve an elaborate tzudeh, because it will not reduce the simche. If they are not sensitive to the fact that there is no elaborate tzudeh, so it's not a reduced simche as far as they are concerned. After all, simche or no simche is a subjective phenomenon. If the chosn and the kala are very sensitive and they enjoy having an elaborate tzudeh with many guests, and that many, all the guests should say such a beautiful wedding, so then if they don't have elaborate tzudeh, so the simche is reduced. But if the chosn and the kala both are not makpid, they are insensitive, they don't care. So then, it's not a reduced simche. Simche is a subjective thing. So, it seems that the Ram emphasizes the fact that the Os and the Aruso are not makpid. They are not sensitive. So, mainly, the simche is not even reduced in the disturbed simche. It's not a reduced simche. They are not makpid. Certain people are not makpid. They don't care. They don't want to have many causes. So mainly they don't care. It's not inconsistent with the chiyuv of simche that is incumbent upon the chosn and the kala. But if they do care, but they are meichel, sometimes a person is made of something that he cares very much. He cares very much. Let's say, suppose somebody owes you $10,000, and then that person pressures you to be meichel. So, if the pressure, so you are meichel. So it doesn't mean that you're not makpid. You are meichel anyway. Here he doesn't say iname, iname di machle olus lagus of isure. He says to ikavi olus lagus of isure. Why? So in other words, so that means that this Ram implies that there is a chiyuv of simche, even in the case where the kale is meichel, and even in the case where the chosin is meichel. Now, let's ask the shayla. There is a chiyuv of simche. Now, Pirkei Rabbeinu says, chosin beinu lemelech. Ma melech shor b'simcha. Af chosin chayu b'simcha. Shira simanishi. Ma melech. Eli osu eli yitzei lasis melocho. Melech doesn't go to a shop, to a factory, to work. He stays in his palace every day. So af chosin eli yitzei lasis melachte b'shiva simanishi. So there is a loche that the chosin is chayu b'simcha. And the chosin is chayu b'simcha. And it's not just the chiyuv of simcha. The Gemara in Ksuva says that the chiyuv of simcha by the chosin is considered like regal, just as there cannot be any aveilus be regal. Let's say if somebody is has been overtaken by a bereavement, let's say be regal, so he doesn't start chive. He doesn't start chive regal. He starts the aveilus after the regal. If somebody is overtaken by a bereavement, let's say on Yom Tov, Pesach, or Sukkot, so when does he start the chive? After Yom Tov. Why? Because Simchas HaRegel is inconsistent with Abeilus. So Mele, there cannot be any Abeilus. So the same Aloha, the Gemara mentions, right in the beginning here, Harei, Tanya Kamasei Rav Chisda, Dabdaw Edom Edawet, Harei Shoy Yopiti Yafur, Vitivchei Tobuach, Viyei Niyozo. So the wedding took place, but the chosin or the kale became an oval and avele. So then they postponed the kure. And one second. They postponed the kure till after the burial. And the mele is beil bilas mitzvah. Is beil bilas mitzvah. And then is perish. And the neik shivas yime amish. And after that, he's neik shivas yime aviles. Why couldn't he be neik shivas yime aviles immediately after the kure? That's the din, ordinarily. The answer is, because just as biregel, when if somebody is keeping a shmitzi the regal, so he postpones the niuk of the aveilus till after the regal. So here too, he has to postpone the niuk of aveilus till after the shiva sinai amishtei expired. But he's also lobby aleo because that's the dovah shebitzino, tashm shamito is the dovah shebitzino. So even though he's not the aveilus, but the dovah shebitzino is also. But the niuk of aveilus is postponed till after the Shivas Yimei Amishte. Why? Because it's regular today. So in other words, so the Shivas Yimei Amishte, Chosn and the Kale, Amuchuyomi Bisimcha. And this thing, the price mentions in two situations. In the case where Meisom Yishal Chosn, where the Chosn is the Ogo, and also in the case, Yimoshal Kale, where the Kale is the Ogo. So that means there is a Chiyuv of Simcha incumbent upon the Chosn, there is a Chiyuv of Simcha incumbent upon the Kale, like the Chiyuv of Simcha that is incumbent upon every Jew. Bregel, v'samachti b'chagecho. But v'samachti b'chagecho is in Raise. This is Midrabon. But it's a Chiyuv of Simcha. So, suppose, what would be the Allah? Suppose, if this case, Harim Shehoyo Pitei Afuyo Meisom Yishol Chosn Oyimo Shol Kalo, then, so the Allah is Neik Shivas Yimei Amishte V'hakei Neik Shivas Yimei Averes. And suppose the Kala tells the Chosin became a novel. The Kala tells the Chosin, I am Meichel you. I am Meichel. And he's also Meichel. They are both Meichel. So the din will be different. I mean, then he will be, he'll have to start the Aviles immediately. There was such a shiny years ago. One of the Daily Israel passed him in New York many years ago. So one of the Daily Israel passed him that where the Chosin became a novel on the night of the wedding. On the night of the wedding, and then the funeral took place the next morning. The next morning. So one of the Daily Israel passed him that he has to start the Avilas. He can start the Avilas immediately. After the Kvur. Even though the price says no. So it allows an excitement among the Rabbon in New York. This was about 30 years ago. It's coming. So then that God will explain it, because he was told that it will be great torture for the Chosin and the Kale if they will have to observe Shirsim Amishte and then start it. So they asked that Godel, so is there any Eitzeh? So that Godel asked the Kale whether she is Meichel. So she says, of course she is Meichel. She'll be very grateful. She'll be very happy if they will not have to observe Shirsim Amishte. So because of that, he passed. Now anyway, then the same Godel, years later, when the same kind of Shaila arose, so he was Chayza from his Yitzhaki. Years later, and he passed him differently. Now, what is the child? That's the child, in other words. There is a Chiyuv of Simcha incumbent upon the Chosin. There is a Chiyuv of Simcha incumbent upon the Kala. So the question is, now it's a Chiyuv of Simcha, can the Kala be Meichel? So then there is no Chiyuv of Simcha. Or even if the Kala is Meichel, there is still a Chiyuv of Simcha. So the Shaila is this. The chiyuv of simcha is a chiyuv of simcha like we samachti b'chatecho. It's a chiyuv b'nod l'mokim. A chosn has to be sameach in the Shiva Sima Mishneh. That's his rega. So just as midraise, every Jew is mechuye to be sameach b'regel, so in the Shiva Sima Mishneh, a chosn has to be sameach, a kala has to be smecho. It's a chiyuv. Now let's say, when something like this happens, b'regel, if someone is kibas, we see b'regel. Now, and then suppose the wife and the husband, they both say they are meichel each other. After all, in Simchas Regel, there is also a chiyuv to be sameach es ishte. So of course, and it goes without saying, that even the wife will tell the husband, I am meichel, you don't have to be sameach. So he'll have to observe Avilas Regel. Of course, it will be nonsense, because there is a chiyuv to be sameach es ishte Regel, but at the same time, there is a chiyuv Binodom Lemokim, that is, he's mechuyev to be sameach b'teiwei. So even if the wife is meichel, he doesn't have to be sameach her b'regel. But he's, he himself is mechuyev to be sameach. So maybe the chiyuv of simcha that is incumbent upon a chosn is a chiyuv of simcha, it's a chiyuv of binodom Lemokim. He's mechuyev to be sameach. So even if she is meichel him, he still has to be sameach. So Memele, he will still have to observe Shiva Sima Yamishte. Or not. So in other words, let's see what the deen is. Now, there are two alochas by Chosin. First of all, there is aloche by Chosin if, let's say, if a bocho was neisei ipsula. So then, is mechuyev to be sameach in mishke 7 days. And then, suppose an alman marries an almono, so then is mechuyev to be sameach in mishke 3 days. Bocho shenos apsula, so he is mechuyev to be sameach in mishte 7 days. And almin shenos almono 3 days. Then there is aloche of sheva brachas. That kol shivo, if a bocho was nesei psulo, so at every meal, so you recite sheva brachas. You recite your brachas, and Shem brachas is based upon the simcha. You will say, Yashar bo, sosim simcha, sosim chalo. So, if a, so the aloha we got Shem brachas is as follows. If a bochor is nisi yipsulo, so Shem brachas are recited 7 days. If an almen is nisi in almono, so Shem brachas are recited only 1 day, not 3 days. However, even though in the case of an almen shenosa almono, so Shem brachas are recited only 1 day, let's say the wedding takes place at 5 o'clock, an almen shenosa almono, after shkia, you cannot recite Shem brachas. Only if it's the first day. So even though almen shenosa almono, so Shem brachas is recited only the first day, but he's mechuyev to be sameach in about 3 days. Now, so there, so the Mechaber is in some ways, he works in his father. At kamo mi borchim broche zu, imo yo almein, shenosa almono mi borchim iso bihim rishin dova, vi bocho shenosa almono, oi almein shenosa psulo, mi borchim iso kol zayin yime yamishin. So, if it's an almein shenosa almono, only bihim rishin dova, but im bocho shenosa almono, oi almein shenosa psulo, mi borchim iso kol zayin yime yamishin. So as far as Sheva Brachas are concerned, so there is a chiyuv to recite Sheva Brachas called Shiva, not only in the case of Bocho Shenosa Psulo, but even in the case of Almen Shenosa Psulo. Even in the case of Almen Shenosa Psulo, and even in the case of Bocho Shenosa Almon. So when do we say that Sheva Brachas is recited only the first day, not 7 days, that's only in the case of Almen Shenosa Almon. So if both are now the Chosin and the Kale, so then Sheva Brachas is recited only 1 day. But if one of them is a Psula or a Bacho, it doesn't make any difference, so then according to all Gishen, the Shulam passes like that, so Sheva Brachas is recited coaching. That's in regard to Sheva Brachas. This is in Simen Samar Veis Sivo. Now in Simen Samar Dalet, so the Mechaba says in Sivala as follows. Hanei Sei Psulo, Tzorich Lismeach Imo Zayin Yomi, Shelo Yasem Elocho, Velo Yisom Yiki Vishu, Elo Yichol Vishetse, Vishomeach Imo, Bein Bocho, Bein Leaumi. That's a Pirkei D'Rabbeleza. I mean, everybody knows the expression, Hosn Dino Melech, that's a Pirkei D'Rabbeleza. Chosin dimel melech. Ma melech shom bisimcho. Af chosin yechuli bisimcho. Kol shiva zime amishin. Ma melech imi yeitzi lim lachtei. Af chosin otzo lo tzisli lim lachtei. Kol shiva zime amishin. So this is what Mechaba says. Hanei isi psu lo tzorech nitzmeach imo zayin yomi. Sho yasim lo chove li isom yidrishu. Elei chol yishen se yisomeach imo. Beinu mu bochu, beinu mu aume. Then the Rabbah says, So the question is, why does the Rambam say that? The Mechaba mentioned it. The Rambam doesn't say something the Mechaba mentions. The Rambam, you either he disagrees with what the Mechaba says sometimes, or he had something the Mechaba doesn't say. But here the Mechaba spelled it out explicitly. Hanei sipsulo tzorek vitzmeachimo zayyomi shelo yasem locho v'lisivit mishu. So he says shelo yasem locho. So why does he put it in? Because no sabasias locho was always yachid bishu. So there must be a certain purpose in this. All right. So that bothered the chelkas mechelki and avishma. This is sifal. Then in sifveis the mechaba said as follows: Hanitzi es alulo tzorich lismeachim ogiu yomen bein bocher bein alme. In other words, bein bocher bein alme. So if someone is lazy as a bulo, an almono, even if he bochul marries an almono, So the Mechaber says he only has to be Sameach Bilber 3 days, not 7 days. Even though the Mechaber in Sinen, Samarvei Sivo, so he said, without 2 days, at Kamun Vochim Vochazuri, Moyaum Shinosa Almon, Vochim is a repetition of that. The Vocho Shinosa Almono. Oyaum Shinosa Psalom Vochim Zain Amishle, so vis-a-vis Sheva Vochis, so it's a deep portion in the Mechaber in Sinen Samarvei. That even if a bocho was Nisi Almono, so the Sheva Broches are recited Kol Shimo. Here, in regard to the mitzvah of Simcha, so the first Loshin in the Mechaber, which is the Ika Loshin, is HaNeisei Esavulo Tzorech Nismeach Imo Gimu Yomi Bein Bochu Bein Almi Even Bochu Shenos Almono. So he's only Mechuyev to be Sameach Imo 3 days, not 7 days. In regard to Sheva Broches, the Mechaber said, as a double portion, that if a bochum mel is now mono, Sheva Broches are to be recited Kol Shimo. So obviously there is a distinction between the Mechayev of Sheva Broches and the Mechayev of Sameach. Alright. The Yeshemri, then the Mechaber mentions another day, which is not Inka Day, because Inka Day is the first Loshen. The Yeshemri, the Bocho Shenoso Bulo, Tzorech Lismeach Imo Zayimo. So in other words, vis-a-vis Sheva Broches, so there are no 2 days in the Mechaber. So the Mechaber passes in Simen Samar Beisivo that if it's Bocho, it marries an Almonos, in view of the fact that he's a Bocher, even though she's an Almono, so Sheva Broches have to be recited Kol Shimo, not Yemech. But in regard to the Chiyuv of being Sameach Imo with the Kaleh, so there are 2 days. So the first day is that in Bocho, Shenosa, Almono, Tzorech Lismeya Imo, only Gimu Yomi, and the second day is V'yeshen in the Bocho, Shenosa, Bulo, Tzorech Lismeya Imo, Zayim. Then the Rambam says, "Beonisho yichelo limchel al simchos." In other words, when does the Rambam say that? In Siv Beis, where the Mechaber discusses Hanesi es Almon, he doesn't say it in Siv Aleph. Why doesn't the Rambam say it in Siv Aleph? All right, so you could say in Echaname that it is reference to the Aloches in Siv Aleph also, and this is how the Chelkas Mechilkei can be Shmuel assume. The Chelkas Mechilkei can be Shmuel assume. But the Rambam mentions this Aloche, V'yoyisho yechilonim chilol simchoso, in Siv Beis. And in Siv Beis, the Mechaber discusses the case of Hanesei es Almona, not Nesei es Absol. All right, now, then the question arises, the Hagoye in Siv Aleph. So why does the Rambam say the Chosnos of Asiyas Melocho when the Mechaber spell it? So the Chelkas Mechilkei and the Shmuel, they both raise that question. Why does Rambam have to mention it? So they both say the same thing, Chelkas Mechilkei and the Shmuel, because the Rambam mentions in the name of Rabbi Yeruchem that Vorim Yisho Yechel Odim Chilal Simchos. True, it's mentioned in Siv Beis, where Nisi Es Almono is discussed. But the same Aloche that is true of Nisi Es Almono, that if the Kale is Meichol, there is no Chil of Simche, so it applies to Nisi Es Absolo too. That's how the Chalkas Mechilkei can be Shmuel with you. So that means, according to the Chalkas Mechilkei, and according to the Shmuel, when Rabbi Yeruchem says, Ramon, Rabbi Yeruchem say, Nisi Es Almono, he's Mechuyev to be Sameach Imo, 3 days, but if the Kale, the Almono, is Meichel, he doesn't have to be Sameach 3 days, so it's true of Nisi Es Absol also. He's Mechuyev to be Sameach 7 days, but if the Kale is Meichel, he doesn't have to be Sameach. He doesn't have to be Sameach. In other words, if, let's say, the Kale tells him, anyway, I am Meichel, you don't owe me anything, you don't have to rejoice with me for 7 days. You can act as if nothing happened. So then there is no chiyuv of sin, of being Sameach Imo. That's the shita of the Chelkas Mechilkei and the Shmuel. So the Chelkas Mechilkei and the Shmuel, they both say that the reason is why the Rambam mentions in his Agoye, and Siv Aleph, the Chosnos of Asiyas Melocho, even though the Mechaber himself spelled it out, because there is a machlokes between the Mechaber and Rambam. The Mechaber mentioned So he's scale everything the Chodem Achri, in one category. In the Chiyuv of being Sameach Himozayim Yomim and the Yiseh of doing Meloche, in one category. Now, vis-a-vis Sameach Himozayim Yomim, so the Ramos says in Silvains, Voyisha Yechiyuvim Chiyuv Al Simchoso. So that applies to Nesis Apsula also. So Memele, and since the Mechaber mentioned Yasim Locha in one category, Bichodemachte with Sameach Himozayim Yomim, so that means according to the Mechaber, if the Kala is Meichel, the Psula, the Kala is Meichel, so then the Chosni, on the day after the wedding, he can go to work. If the Kala tells him, you can go to work, I want you to make more money, and I'm not interested in having it with you go to work, so then, according to the Mechaber, he can go to work. So the Ramo is ready. And the Ramo says, in respect to being Sameach Himozayim Yomim, the Kala is Meicho, is not the Chuyev to be Sameach Himozayim Yomim, she is Meicho. But in respect to the Nisa Meloche, even if the Kala is Meicho, he is still a Sameach Himozayim. He is still a Sameach. This is what the Chautas Mechikik says, and the Bishuel agrees with it. Now, Nire, the Chautas Mechikik says, Nire de Igiyo Arab bin Ze Avo Pishet Vokosa, זה שהוא יעשה מלוכו. anyway, על כוח הכוסב, דאב יחילו נמחר על שמחוסו, אני הולך לבוא משתי של נשמי החימו. אבל בבוכן הוא עוצת יחיד הוא שוק, אף שהיא בחלס, מכל בוקים הוא עושה בזה, ומטעם שהוא דימו למלך. כך הוא יאמיר על ישת אבו נסרב בגוש. לא רואה. And the Bishmuel said the same thing. Exactly the same thing. He says, הרב רמו חידיש בזה, ורמחן מחילה שלו, וזו ישראל נשמע מדבר המחבר, מה שכוסף של יעשה מלוכו, דו עדין יחנה מחילה שלו. So the Machlekes, there is a Machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramo. If the Kale, Neisei is absurd, so he's also Basias Melocha Kol Shimos. That's the Pirkei Rabbeza. Chosin Deim Ele Melech. Ma Melech Shor Bisimcho, Av Chosin Chai Bisimcho. Ma Melech Im Yetzil Im Lachtei, Av Chosin Kol Shimos Im Nisham Ishtei Im Yetzil Im Lachtei. So according to the Mechaber, if the Kale is Meichel, he can be Yetzil Im Lachtei. He can go to work in the Shimos Im Ishtei, the Kale is Meichel. And according to the Ramo, in respect to some Yachimo, some Mechil is effective. But in respect to Yitzel and Machtei, Mechila is not effective. Why isn't Mechila effective? Because it has nothing to do with her. It's Mishum Lesed Day, not Mishum Lesed Day. Mishum Lesed Day. So what does it mean? That the Indian of Lotzis Min Lachtei, the Indian of Lotzis Min Lachtei has nothing to do with Teva Takona Seish. It's not for her benefit. It's a special Takona of Chosin Deimel Enoch. Of Chosin Deimel Enoch. So Mele, that he's also Mimoche. He's not Yitzel and Lachte. So Mele, even if she is Meicho, it's not a chiyuv to her, the Yisam Loche. It's a special dakon. What the Mechelkas Mechelkik and the Mishmuel say in respect to Asiyas Loche is very understandable. But why does the Mechelkas Mechelkik make a distinction between Lotzis and Lachte and being Sameach? He says, Lotzis L'Lachtei is not Mishum Lesed Ido, it's Mishum Lesed Idei. Because the Pirkei Rav Lezer says that Chosin Deim Elimelech. Ma Melech Im Yetzel L'Lachtei, Av Chosin Im Yetzel L'Lachtei. But the same Pirkei Rav Lezer says, Ma Melech Shom V'Simcho, Av Chosin Chai V'Simcho. So how does he distinguish, how do they distinguish the Chalkas Mechikit and the Mishmuel between Lotzis L'Lachtei and Sameach. Alright, I just want to mention what the Makne says. The Piskei Tshuva mentions from the Makne in Kuntra Sacher. The Makne is the same Mechaber as the Sefer HaFloy. So he is Chelik. The Sefer HaMakne is Chelik and Chelkas Mechikik and Bishmuel. While the Chelkas Mechikik and the Bishmuel, they both assume that when the Rabbo says in Siv Beis, V'o Yisho Yechilo Yimchilo Al Simchos, So it applies to Nesis Absoluto. Indeed, the Kali is Mechlan the Simcha. So then there is no Chiyuv incumbent upon the Chosin to be Sameach in the Kali, with the Kali, for 7 days. So then Tzibar Makne says, no, the Ramor mentioned the Rabbi Yeruchem, and Rabbi Yeruchem himself mentions that in connection with Nesis Abu and Nesis Almono. So only vis-a-vis Nesis Almono. So ordinarily, Mechuyev to be Sameach in more 3 days. So, but if she's meichel, it doesn't have to be some meyachim or 3 days. Mashiach king vis-a-vis, Nesi is absolo, so ordinarily is mechuyev to be some meyachim or 7 days, even if she's mechelis. So even if she's mechelis, so there, he's still mechuyev to be some meyachim, 7 days. Only vis-a-vis alone. And it's very reasonable what the Sifra Machna says. Why? Because there are two halachas. There are two chiyuvim of simcha and upon a chosin. One chiyuv of simcha is based upon the Pirkei Rav Elazar, chosin ben Ulamarech. Ma malach shor b'simcha, a chosin chayu b'simcha. So that's not a chiyuv to the kale. It's a chiyuv upon a chosin. The chosin is mechuyuv to be shor b'simcha. Just as midraise, there is a mitzvah samachto b'chagecha. Is mechuyev so chayev li someach with tivuyim, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Hilchos Yom Teh. So a chosin in the Shivus in Amishte is mechuyev to be someach with tivuyim, and it has nothing to do with being mesameach dekala. It once happened years ago, not so long time ago. It only happened about 6 years ago. A former yeshiva student, who was considered an outstanding yeshiva student. So, after the chuppah, at the meal, police came and arrested the chosin. Because he was involved in fraud. So they arrested him at the meal. Now, so naturally, he couldn't be Sameach Himor. I mean, he was in prison and the police didn't allow the Kalei to join him in prison. So he couldn't be Mikayim, the mitzvah of being Sameach Himor. So, was he mechuyev to be Sameach? So the answer is yes, according to the Machna. Because the Ato, not only according to the Machna, according to everybody, who soon see, even according to the Chalkas Mechaikim and the Beishmona. But certainly according to the Machna, I mean, goes without saying, because there are two halachas. First of all, there is halacha of Chosin Deim HaMelech. That's a Takonis Chachom. It's not in the Mitzah Chosin Deim HaMelech. It's a Takonis Chachom, it's a Pirkei Rav Elazar. Ma Melech Shor B'Simcho, Av Chosin Chayel B'Simcho, Kol Shir Simamish. So that's not a chiyuv not machavera. It's not a chiyuv to the kala. The choshen has to be shor b'simcha. Then there is another chiyuv that is mechuyev to be sameach with the kala. He has to be sameach the kala. That's a chiyuv to her. Now, and the obligation that he owes her to be sameach the kala, she can be meichel. She is a bialy. It's an obligation that is due to her. So if she is meichel, so he's not mechuyev to be misameach her. But the chiyuv in other lemokim that is mechuyev to be shor b'simcha. So what kind of a binding is she to be meichel? Just as a wife cannot be meichel, the husband, you don't have to be sameach and not have. I am meichel. So he still is mechuyev to be sameach b'chagecha. Even though there is one element in misameach b'chagecha. So to be misameach as ishte, to buy her, godin, new godin for yom teh. But that's not the whole scope of Yisomach B'chagecho. There is a chiyuv to be Sameach with him late. So here there is a halacha of Chosin Deim HaMelech. Ma Melech Shor B'Simcho, Av Chosin Chayu B'Simcho Kol Shir Sinah Mishne. So that's a chiyuv not Lemoke, and she cannot be Meicho. But they, so in other words, Sheva Broches depends upon the Shem Chosin. And the chiyuv of simcha of chosin deim HaMelech also depends upon the shem chosin. So there is a distinction between bocho shenoso sulo, so he has a shem chosin kol shilas yimei hamishteh, and if he has a shem chosin kol shilas yimei hamishteh, so he's mechuyev b'simcha. And almin shenoso almono has a shem chosin not for 7 days, only 1 day, not even 3 days. But then you ask, So why do we say that Alvin Shinosa Almono is mechuyev to be Sameach with the Kale for 3 days? That has nothing to do with the Shem Chosin. Here is Hashem Chosim only one day. Al Mishav Amonov. But there is a chiyuv to be some yachid. So the Makne says, the Ramo says, Voyisho yachidu limchil al simchoso in respect to Amesias Abur, Al Mishanosa Almono. So then here is Hashem Chosim only one day. Sheva Brochas can be recited only the first day. The second day you can't recite Sheva Brochas. Because he doesn't have Hashem Chosim Al Mishanosa Almono. If he doesn't tell Hashem Chosin, why should there be a Chiyuv Simcha in Kompen? The Chiyuv Simcha is based upon the fact that Chosin Deinu Lamelech. So, Bocho Shenosa Pzulo, he's Deinu Lamelech Kol Shivo. Al Mishnosa Almono has Hashem Chosin. Only the first day, so he has Hashem Chosin. Only the first day, so the Chiyuv Simcha that is based upon the Halacha, the Takonet of Chosin Deinu Lamelech, vis-a-vis Al Mishnosa Almono, applies only the first day. So as far as the Chiyuv Simcha, that he himself is mechuyev to be b'simcha. It's a chiyuv not l'mokid. So he's concerned, so it only applies for the first day. But he's mechuyev to be b'sameach her for 3 days. That's an obligation to her. She's inviting. An obligation to her, so she's inviting to say, I'm not interested in that. I'm mechu. Mashen ke vis-a-vis bochu shenosa psulo. In so far as the obligation to her is concerned, he can be meichel. But there is another chiyuv of simcha, benog lemoke, so he has to be sameach. Because of that, because of the aloche of chosin deimel lemelech. Of chosin deimel lemelech. I mean, that psak by one of the real Yisrael, who at one time passed it one way, and then two other times, years later, he was chenseya. So in other words, so when he passed it, when he passed it one way, that since the kale was meichel the chosin for the simche, so the mele he was able to start the chosin, who was a novel, so he was able to start the shimz ma'avilis immediately, and everybody was amazed that why that God would pass him that way, because why? He knew what he was saying. So in other words, because he knew of the chalkas mechikik and the bishmuel, the chalkas mechikik and the bishmuel, and the chalkas mechikik and the bishmuel, on the surface appear to say that this halacha that the Ramo says Voyish Mechil Mimcha Tzimchoso applies to Anisis Abzula as well. Even though the Sifra Makte is certainly Chilik, alright, but the Chilkas Mechikik and the Bishmuel hold differently. But I think that certainly according to the Sifra Makte, so that Psak wasn't sound, because her Mechile is capable of eliminating the chiyuv of being misameya the kale, but it cannot eliminate the chiyuv incumbent upon the chosin. Some mele and the chiyuv incumbent upon the chosin. Some mele he couldn't have started the avelis even though the kale was mechalis. Yeah, but I think that even the chalkes mechikin and the bishmuel will agree that there are two chiyuv simcha. By Bocho Shenos of Sol. Two things. One is a chiyuv of simcha being misameya bekal. That's a chiyuv for her. And then there's another chiyuv of simcha that is based upon the Shem Chosin. Because Chosin gave him a melech. And that could not be eliminated, removed by the Kalas Mechil. The Kalas Mechil. But the chiyuv of simcha, and that is not only true of the chiyuv of simcha incumbent upon the chosin. That is true of the chiyuv of simcha v'samachta b'chadecho also. Because v'samachta b'chadecho actually is basically yechiv salvovitz. V'samachta b'chadecho, that's the Lashon HaRambam. Chayel odom yiei someach v'teiv lei kol shivas yimeyacha. He talks about Pesach. I mean, the same thing applies every Yom Kippur. So it's basically essential. The chiyuv of samachta b'chadecho is a chiyuv salvovitz. It's a chiyuv salvovitz. But it has external manifestations. But basically, essentially, the samachta b'chadecho is a chiyuv salvovitz. Internally, one has to be sameach. But it has to manifest itself externally too. So mimele, you're not allowed to do certain things on Yom Tov, because certain things are inconsistent with a state of joy. But basically and essentially, so it is a chiva salvovitz. As a matter of fact, the Torah has the kasha He's a king, he has a slave, so he starts the Aviles. He starts the Aviles. After Monte, and if somebody, he starts the Aviles after Monte, but why? Because it's a Machin Hakeho, so that is inconsistent with Aviles. But the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Vishamach Hakeho applies only to Yehi, not to Lyra. Only Shinatzeres. So, we, Boyisa Achsameach, we rabbi in Slayer on the Bachrin Shochak, that even the night of Shinatzeres is highly simple. But the night, let's say, of the first day on Tev, that there is no Simcha Lepono, there is no Chiyuv Simcha. So, Mele, there should be Aviles on the night of Yom Tev. And we only Shaman would never say that if somebody who became there as may say, well, I mean, you ask, how is it possible to become there as may say in the night? All right, suppose he heard the Shmue. So the Shmue is like the Yemkure. Suppose someone heard the Shmue, that he suffered a bereavement, and the Shmue he heard on the first night of Yom Tov. So no one would pass to him that he has to observe Aveiros on the first night of Yom Tov. I mean, it's ridiculous to say anything like that. So the question is, but there is no Chiyuv of Simcha. So there is a very simple tenet that when the Gemara says that Leil Yom Tov is not Chiyuv Simcha, it only means in the external manifestations of Simcha. In Simcha Ulibosor, in Simcha Ulibiyayin, the mitzvah of Achilas Shalmi Simcha. So that is not named in the Leil Yom Tov. In Leil Yom Tov Achim, yes, the external manifestations of Simcha are not named in Leil Yom Tov. But the inner simcha, the internal simcha, and that is the essential thing of simcha. So that is made in the Leil Yom Tov also. So the Mele, it's not the external manifestations of simcha that are inconsistent with the external manifestations of Aveles. What is true of simcha is true of Aveles too. The basic chiyuv of Aveles is a chiyuv of Aveles. Because Aveles is Esel Yochit. Why is it Esel Yochit? Because it's a Chiyuv Salvoveis. Chiyuv Salvoveis can only be realized by Yochid. So, and so Simche basically is a Chiyuv Salvoveis, and Aveles is a Chiyuv Salvoveis. So the Chiyuv Salvoveis of Simche is diametrically opposed to the Chiyuv Salvoveis of Aveles. That's why there is no new of Aveles Ayonte, because it's inconsistent with Samach Mechagecho. So, not the external, but the mitzvahs machtem chagecho implies also certain external manifestations. So the Leila Yom Tov Rishon, the external manifestations of Simcha are not obligatory. But the basic chiyuv in Simcha is a chiyuv salvoveis. So Mele, what is true of the machtem chagecho is also true of the chiyuv of Simcha, of Chosin Deimel Melech. Chosin Deimel Melech. Ma Melech Shor B'Simcha. Ma Melech Shor B'Simcha, he doesn't mean Ma Melech Shor B'Simcha, that the Melech Kol Yomo keeps on dancing, keeps jumping and singing. What kind of a Melech is he anyway? If there are external manifestations all the time. Ma Melech Shor B'Simcha Kol Yomo means that as a Melech, so it befits a Melech to always maintain peace of mind. Otherwise, if he's not relaxed, he's not adapted to Malchus. So Ma Melech Shor B'Simcha, in other words, it means internally in Shol B'Simcha. Ach Chosn Kol Shiras in Amishte is Chayav B'Simcha. So it means the basic obligation is to be Shol B'Simcha. So may have taken leave, as the Rambam mentions it in connection with Samach B'Chagecha. But just as in Samach B'Chagecha. So even though the essential thing is the internal Simcha, but it involves certain external manifestations, it's in Chol Bosor, it's in Chol B'Yayin, I mean all kinds of things. And he has to buy matones for the children. It's only external manifestations, but the basic chiyuv is internal simcha, so meyach v'tevrei. So, by chosentu, so he has to participate in sude, I mean, he has to have an elaborate sude in the Shiva Simei Amishte. That's only external manifestations of Simcha. But the basic thing is internal Simcha, is the Chiyuv Salvoveis. So the Chelkas Mechekek and the Bishmuel, they don't hold. I mean, that would be impossible. It's inconceivable. It's a Gemara Meforeshes. Negative. The Beit Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechenke couldn't say that the whole chiyuv of Simcha by Chosin is only a chiyuv to the Kala. That couldn't be. You'll see, there is a din that's mentioned by the Rambam and it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Samach Beis, Siv Beis, Yeish Li Odom Niso Noshim Rabis Kecho, B'yei Mecho, ומבורי הברכס חסני מכולם כאחר. אבל משמחו, צורך לשמח עם כל אחס ואחס, שמחו הורויו, אם סולו זין יומי, ואם בולו גימו יומי, ואם ארבע שמחו בשמחו. Suppose one marries two women. The same time, same day. Prior to the Rabbi Gershon, it was possible. So then the halacha is that he has to be sameach with each kale separately. He cannot be misameach both colors at the same time. One excludes the other. So if he's misameach with one, so it negates the sameachim with the other. So the halacha is, he has to spend shivas in the amishtim with one color, and he has to spend another shivas in the amishtim with the other color. And then when he spends the other shivas in the amishtim with the other color, he has to send away the first color. Otherwise, he will not be mekayim the mitzvah of sameachim with the other color. So, but Sheva Brachas is recited only in the first 7 days. Why is that? Because he cannot have a Shem Chosin for 14 days. There is no such halacha that he'll have a Shem Chosin for 14 days. So he has a Shem Chosin. He has a Shem Chosin only the first 7 days. Now let's say in that case, he was arrested after the chuppah. So then, Sheva Brachas, let's say he was released. I don't know how, I think he stayed 4 months in prison. So when he was released, it's not funny, I mean, it is a very sad thing. So, anyway, so when he was released, out of being, he was required to spend Shivas in Amishte with the Kaleh, because he wasn't Sameachim over the first 7 days. But Sheva Brachas, he couldn't recite 4 months later. Sheva Brachas, he could only have recited in the first 7 days, whether he was able to recite Sheva Brachas, I mean, in prison, with the Kala not being in prison, let's say the Chosni had his Sude and they had a million there in prison, that's a shaya. But there are two separate halachas. One chiyuv simcha is a chiyuv of non-locking, and it's a chiyuv of salvomics. So, and then there is a chiyuv of being sameachimo, which is an obligation to the Kala. So if he marries two women, two Kalas, so he has to be Sameach, Shivas in Amishta, with each one separately. But Sheva Brachas, that's only in the... No, it's not. Sheva Brachas can be recited only in the first 7 days. He has a Shem Chosin. And Sheva Brachas is contingent upon the Chiyuv Simcha that is incumbent upon the Gavra. And there is a Rai Mifurasha, Mifureshes, from that Gemara, Harei Shemeiz, Oviv Shal Chosin. Yim Shal Kala. So the Dalokhi is, Yim Shivas Yimei Amishtu, Vahakei Yim Shivas Yimei Amishtu. So we see that the Shivas Yimei Amishtu have a din of Regal, vis-a-vis the Chosin, vis-a-vis the Kala. They have a din of Regal, and they are Mavki Avelis. If so be shleimim, we say that there is a chiyuv of simcha incumbent upon the chosin, incumbent upon the kale, not by way of an obligation towards the kale, and not by way of an obligation towards the chosin. The kale certainly doesn't owe any obligation towards the chosin. I mean, to be masamiyah chosin, there is a chiyuv incumbent upon the chosin to be masamiyah the kale, but there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the kale to be masamiyah the chosin. So, but if there is a chiyuv of simcha v'nod mokim, that he has to be sameach v'tein way incumbent upon the chosin by the kale, so that's why it has the same din as Ragel, and it's ma'ki aveves. But if there is no chiyuv of simcha upon the chosin, it's only an obligation to the kale, meir ha'teisei should be ma'ki aveves, just because he is mechuyev Du bist am Meer wie Kalle, so ein Schiff wie Machiavellis. Und dann, die Preise Menschen, die sehen auch in Connection mit dem Käse auf Meso Nimo Schau Kalle. Du bist nur Chiu, du kommst mit der Kalle, du bist am Meer der Hosen, whoever heard of a thing like that, that the Kalle ist mit Chuyach, du bist am Meer der Hosen. Der Hosen ist mit Chuyach, du bist am Meer der Kalle, nicht der Kalle ist mit Chuyach, du bist am Meer der Hosen. The answer is, besides the Chiu, in kommen mit der Hosen, du bist am Meer der Kalle, there is a Chiu of Simcha in kommen mit der Hosen. And equally, similarly, there is a chiyuv of simcha in kommenta panikale. So that is like regal. So that is not. But, and the chelkas mecheike in Kenneth Yishmuel agree with that. But the shita of the chelkas mecheike in Kenneth Yishmuel is as follows. In view of the fact that the essential chiyuv of chosin gimel melach is that is a chiyuv salvodin, he should be someleach with egoim. The external manifestations apply only to the chiyu of being misamiya v'kal. So in other words, there has to be external manifestations. Otherwise, if there are no external manifestations, but he will say, internally I'm relaxed, I have peace of mind, I have pure joy, but he will not be able to be misamiya v'kal just because internally he is samiya v'tilei. So in other words, the external manifestations are grounded and based upon the chiyuv of being sameach chiyuv. And if she is meichel, so the shita, you see, that's the machlokes between the Sifra HaMakne and the Chelkas Mecheike. Both the Chelkas Mecheike and the Bishmuel agree with the Sifra HaMakne that there are two mechayim of simcha. One mechayim of simcha is a chiyuv of simcha that he owes mekal, sameach chiyuv. And another, and that chiyuv of being sameach chiyuv can be weighed by the kal, like any other obligation on Mechavere, that can be way. And then there is another Chiyuv of Simcha, where the Mechayev is the Shem Chos, that cannot be way. But the sheet of the Makna is that not only the Chiyuv of Sameach Yimo involves external manifestations, but even the Chiyuv of Simcha, incumbent upon the Chosn that is based upon the Shem Chosn, also involves external manifestations. שאין כי בשיטה בחלקס מחייקי כנית לשמור is that the chiyuv of Samei Achimo involves external manifestations. He cannot be Samei Achimo just by realizing a simcha bifnim internal. He has to be Samei Achimo, so there has to be an external festive celebration. Otherwise, he cannot be Samei Abikal. מה שאין כי נגעת to the chiyuv of simcha that is based upon the Shem Chosn, the Chosn Dimon Malach, that doesn't involve any external manifestations. And the Sifra HaMakne is chelik. But in the key, but there is no doubt that even according to the Chelkas Mecheikik, the Chelkas Mecheikik says that if the Kala is Meichel, so the Kala, the Psula is Meichel, the Chosn, so then he doesn't have to be Sameach Yimo. So he means he doesn't have to participate in any festive things, because the whole chiyuv of external manifestations is implicit in the chiyuv of Sameach Yimo, not in the chiyuv of Simcha that is based upon the aloche of Chosn Dinu Melech. Dinu Melech. But in the name, he has to be Sameach Yitivay. Even if the Kala is Meichel, he still has to be Sameach internal. And now we can understand as to why the Chelkas Mecheikik says, as Pshat and Ramor, if the Kala is Meichel, he doesn't have to be seyed with her, he doesn't have to be sude with her, but he is also lotzis l'machte. Why? Because the chiyuv of the chiyuv is alvodis of simche, that cannot be weighed. But as far as the chiyuv is alvodis of simche is concerned, it can be realized without any festive celebration, without sudes. Mashenke, if the chosn on the day of the wedding will go away to the factory and leave the kala at home, so that is certainly inconsistent with the chiyuv salvoveis of simcha. That's the reason as to why the Chelkas Mecheikik says that vis-a-vis what is l'machte or even what is l'shuk, so mechile is not effective. Not because mechile is effective only in regard to this, to the chiyuv of being misameach oiso, but the chiyuv of simcha that he has to realize, so mechil is not effective. But according to Chelkas Mecheikik, the external manifestations are not necessarily involved in the chiyuv of simcha that is based upon chosid deimel melech. Upon chosid deimel melech. Mashenkein, yitzir limachdei. That is certainly inconsistent. That will certainly interfere the inner simcha. What kind of it? How can he be relaxed and be sameach with him if he has to go to the factory and to be involved, subjected to all kinds of tension? So he cannot realize the inner simcha. So that's why the Chelkas Mechaikik says that what Ramo said was that even if the color was meichel, so still he's not allowed to be yetzel and machter. But suppose he wants to work at home and he'll stay at home and do some work, then if the color is meichel, so then he's allowed. But lotzis lemachter, that's why he emphasizes the loshi of lotzis lemachter, in other words. So, according to everybody, there are two chiyuv of simcha. One chiyuv of simcha is a chiyuv to be samia v'kale, the chiyuv is affected by that, and another chiyuv of simcha is a chiyuv that is based upon chosid deimel melech. So, that is not a chiyuv b'nonu l'chaveirei, that's a chiyuv b'nonu l'mokei. And that chiyuv applies to the chosid, it applies to the kale. And that's the reason as to why meisav shel chosid and nimah shel kale. So he has to observe shiras in Amishna first, and then shiras in Avelis. So in other words, the net result of all that is that Tidme Kodesh is Chokas Mechaikik. And the Bishmuel, let's say when such a tragedy occurs, Chas V'Shalom, so then he still has to observe shiras in Amishna. And then shiras in Avelis, the way that God will pass in later, not the first time. So now we can understand why the Ram emphasizes. The Ram says, "Inamid l'kabdi olusvah ruso b'sulah." He doesn't say "Inamid d'macher," and then I ask the question, "Monafshach, if the two of them can be meichel, so the halacha should be that if the caller demands that he should marry her on Sunday, and the 12-month period expired on Sunday." So, and he fails to marry her, he should be mechuyev mezeines because he can be mechuyev. The answer is and what is the short base upon the fact that if he will not be matriach himself 3 days for the sudes of Shiras in Amishte, of the wedding in Shiras in Amishte, so then the nisuin will be a reduced simcha. Now, so suppose the Kala and the Chosid say, we don't care for this simcha. We don't care. But if Matki they are, but they are just, they have the courage to be meichel, so then he's not allowed to marry her on Sunday. Because there is a chiyuv of simcha incumbent upon the Chosid and the Kala. And if they get married on Sunday, and it wasn't Torah before that, so that means that the simcha will be reduced, will be at a minimum. So Memele, he will be Mevate or that Chiyuv of Li Sameach V'Teirei. Will be Mevate the Chiyuv of Li Sameach V'Teirei. He's Meichel, all right, he's Meichel. He doesn't care that, he's Meichel, he's ready to experience a disturbed Simcha. But it's not a Chiyuv non Memoch V'Chaveirei, it's a Chiyuv non Memoch. But the Ram says, Inamed Rikabdo, Rikabdo is more than Meichel. Sometimes you are Meichel and something that disturbs you very much. You are sensitive, but you are still Meichel. If you are Meichel, a chayim of $10,000, because you feel you have to do it. You have to do it, he's a poor man. So it doesn't mean that you're not sensitive to it. You are Meichel anyway, because you want to do a good thing, a good deed. But here he said, the Rikabdo is very soft. In other words, if they are insensitive, they just don't care for the level today. It doesn't reduce the fact that they will not be in a level today, will not reduce their simcha in any way. And the fact that they will be in a level today will not accelerate the simcha in any way. So in such a case, it's not inconsistent with the chiyuv of simcha that is incumbent upon Chosid Kala. So maybe we can get married on Sunday. So that's why he says, only the Chosid and the Kala are both not makdim. So then it's not inconsistent with the chiyuv of simcha that is incumbent upon the Chosid and the Kala. They are allowed to get married on Sunday if the 12-month period expires on Sunday. But otherwise, so suppose the Kala is not makdim, But the Chosin needs Makpid. He is sensitive. He has a different character. He is very sensitive. And it will hurt him very much if the Shilas Yamishte will not have the leverage to this. So Mimele, even though he is willing to waive it, but he will be Mivatel his mitzvah of Li Sameach Mitevlei. So Mimele is not allowed to get married on a Sunday, even though the 12-month period expired on Sunday.
So he said
that
he's not here, he'll be back soon.
Okay. So I should wait for him.
Yes,
oh, I thought that he asked class in
Northeastern. He told me this is what I was going to this year. That was the impression that I got.
I see.
So long.
Excuse me,
one second.
Yeah. Yes, well, when you hear it, you can send it to me, because I got something to
do tomorrow. I'll do it Sunday morning.
Okay, do you mind coming with me now to my room?
What?
Mind coming with me now to my room?
Not at all. Yes, Al.
You go out to his room?